Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So this morning I had a coffee with a potential client. He's actually somebody I've met through networking locally, and he decided to contact me after reading some of my stuff online and said, hey, let's get together and have a coffee. And I said, sure. So we started to discuss his business and learned about what he was doing, what was working, what was not working from a marketing perspective. So let me give you a little backstory. First and foremost, his name is Kendall, and he's a chiropractor. Now, if you guys have listened to me at all on this podcast, you've heard me talk about the blue ocean strategy, where the red ocean is where all the sharks are feeding, and the blue ocean is where less fish are eating. So we started talking about that from a chiropractic standpoint, and let's face it, there's chiropractors in every strip mall. And they do all different kinds of things, right? Most of them are doing back adjustments, but the pretty much most of them do the same thing, which makes it a very red ocean just to say I'm a chiropractor. So we explored what it is that made him different. And we started talking about how he was doing his current marketing. Now, the term that came up in the middle of this was, what's better for business? How can you make more money? By turning on a faucet or by digging a well? Now, let me give you the context of that. Okay, so a faucet is kind of a red ocean tactic, meaning that you're going in and you're paying for the services you're receiving, just like you pay your water company, and then you go to your faucet and you turn the faucet and the water comes in, right? It's pretty straightforward. So that's what a faucet is when you stop paying for that faucet. Let's say you forget to pay your water bill. What happens? The water turns off, right? And that's essentially what he's doing, is he's paying for Facebook ads, and they seem to be working really, really well. But the biggest thing about that is you don't get to control whether your ads show up on Facebook or not. There's a false sense of security. They do. And if for some reason, let's say your credit card stops working, your ads stop. Let's say they close your account because somebody complains about something that you posted. Not that he would do anything or I would do anything intentional, but it can happen. You know, the bottom line is you don't control that asset, that property. So you're relying on that company to deliver what it promises, right? If you pay for water, you get water out of the faucet. But you don't control it in the end. Now, let's look at a well. Okay, a well is something that you would have to dig, let's say, on your own property. You can't go over to your neighbor and dig a well on their property, right? I think you might start a big lawsuit. So you need to dig it in your own property. And a well is more of a blue ocean strategy. And what that means is there's less people fishing there. There's less fish in the water eating the same fish that you're trying to fish for. Okay? So the bottom line is digging wells a heck of a lot more work than it is to have a faucet installed. Because usually, if you're going to have a faucet installed, you have to hire a plumber, right? So you're going to pay for the plumber who's going to run all the piping up to the faucet. Yes, you can change the faucet, but the water supply is really controlled by somebody else. In the case of a well, you own that well. If you do it right, it will continue to provide water at no additional charge, right? It comes up from the ground, goes into the well. You could pull out the water anytime you want. When done right, it will continue to provide water forever. Hopefully forever. But the thing is you own it. You own that piece of property. You own that well. You own that water. Now, is it as convenient as a faucet? No. You turn a faucet on, water comes out. With a well, you've literally got to go over there with a bucket and pull the water out and then put it into something and bring it in the house. or your shack, or your tent, or whatever it is. But it's a little bit more work. But the key thing is you own it. You control it. It's your destiny that's in your fingertips. So that's the biggest difference between the two things. One is a red ocean strategy where somebody else controls everything about what you're getting delivered. That's what buying Facebook ads is. You pay for them, they turn on. You stop paying for them, they turn off. If they don't like you, they can shut you down. When you have your own well, you control the destiny. So what does that mean in the sense of marketing? Well, paying for ads, paying for Google ads, Facebook ads, whatever it is one way to do things. And in Kendall's case, it's working pretty well. But it may not work forever. Digging a well means that you have to learn all of the principles behind this, which means investing in yourself, educating yourself on how wells work, how to dig a well, how to maintain it, and how to get the water out safely, right? So it takes a little bit more energy and effort, but the bottom line is you own it. It's something that's yours that you'll have forever and ever. So what exactly do I mean by digging a well? What I mean by digging a well is creating assets. And these assets include your story, your information that you own. In the case of Kendall, I asked him, you know, what are the things you do to promote? He says, well, I go into businesses and I give presentations. I said, think about this. What if you were to record that on video? Now you've got a video that you can put up on YouTube that you could break into parts and maybe put on your website, that you could put into an email funnel of autoresponders. Somebody signs up and they get video one today and a couple of days later, two, three, four, five, whatever it is. Then we take those videos and we convert them to a podcast. Each one of them become an audio file. And then you take those audio files and you have them converted to text. And from that text, now you can create new posts on your blog, you can create an ebook, or you could write a complete book with it. That's what digging a well does. But you can see it's going to take more time. It's going to take some investment because he's got to create the presentation. It's got to be converted into a couple of different formats. But when it's done, it's water in the bottom of that well. So here's three things that you need to think about in this concept. Number one, you may have to do both. You may have to have a faucet in your house and a well. Maybe the well water is used to cut down on the faucet. They could work in concert. It's your choice. The second concept is, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he eats for life. And that's what my business is built on, is teaching people how to fish. Not giving them fish. I'm not selling them the fish. I'm giving them the fish, meaning I'm teaching people how to create those assets. So you need to be willing to invest the time and the resources to learn how to do this. Because once you learn it, you don't have to keep paying for it. You've got the skill and you can repeat it over and over. And I even got a text from a client today saying, the concepts that you taught me last year, I applied this year, and the customer has already made more money this year than they did all of last year. So that means the teachings that I gave them keep giving back. And then the final thought is build assets. Everything that we do, from blogging to podcasting to emails, everything should be considered an asset. Think of that as a tool in your arsenal. And think of ways of how you can repurpose it. So are you building a well in your business or just turning on the faucet? Which do you think will make you more money? If you're interested in learning how to dig a well, I can show you how. It's through my Bacon system. Go to baconcoach.com and fill out the contact form and let me know how I can help you. I've helped many businesses double, even triple their income through these principles, and I can show you how to do it as well.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.